Maybe you wonder how a Jewish girl from Des Moines got Jesus Christ tattooed on her three times, ascending on one thigh, crucified on the other, and conducting a miniature apocalypse beneath the right shoulder. It wasn't religion that put them there. It was Tiny, my husband. I have a boot around back, too. He was going to give me Moses parting the Red Sea, but I was running out of space. Besides, I told him, I was beginning to feel like a great figures in religion comic book. He got dreamy-eyed when he heard that.
Brigham Young, he said, and some wives.
I told him, Tiny, I've got no room for a polygamist. Tiny himself had been married three times before he met me, one wife right after the other. I only had him, the one, and he's been dead 6 months now. I met Tiny the summer I graduated high school, 1965, when I was 18, and he was 49. My cousin Babs, who was a little wild, had a crazy boyfriend. The whole family was worried about it, and he and some of his buddies dared her to get tattooed. She called me up and told me she needed me there and that I was not to judge, squawk, or faint at the sight of blood. She knew none of that was my style, anyhow. We drove to Tiny's shop over on East 14th, because that's where Steve, the crazy boy, had got the panther that had a toehold on his shoulder. The shop was clean and smelled of antiseptic. Babs and I were disappointed. Sheets of heavy paper in black dime store frames hung on the walls. Flash sheets, arranged by theme. One had Mickey Mouse and Woody Woodpecker. Another a nurse in a Red Cross cap, and a geisha offering a drink on a tray. A big flash by the door had more ambitious designs, King Kong and Cleopatra on the opposite sides of one page, looking absent-mindedly into each other's eyes. Tiny was set up on a stool in back, smoking a cigarette, an itty bit of a man next to a Japanese screen. He was wearing a blue dress shirt with the cuffs turned back, and his hands and arms were covered with blue-black lines, stars across the knuckles, snakes winding up under the sleeves. The wide flowered tie that spread out over his chest and stomach might have been right on a big man, but on Tiny it looked like an out-of-control garden. His pants were white and wrinkled, and there was a bit of blue ink at the knee. A suit jacket, just as wrinkled, hung on the coat rack in back. He eyed our group, scowled at Steve and his two friends, and solemnly winked at me and Babs.
So, he said, who's the one?
Me, Babs said, trying to sound tough. She told him what she wanted, a little red and black bow on her tush. He asked her if she were old enough. She got out her wallet and showed him her driver's license. Steve and his friends were buzzing around the shop, looking at the flash and tapping the ones they really liked.
Keep your hands off the designs, boys, said Tiny. I can't tattoo a fingerprint.
He turned to Babs.
Okay, come back of the screen.
There was something a little southern in his voice, but I couldn't pick out what it was. He jumped off the stool, and I saw that he was about a full foot shorter than me. I'm 6 feet tall, have been since eighth grade. I looked right down on top of his slick black hair. We all started to follow him. Tiny looked at us and shook his head.
You boys have to stay out here.
I'm her boyfriend, said Steve. I've seen it before, and I'm paying.
If you've seen it before, you'll see it again, so you don't need to now. Not in my shop, anyhow. You,
he pointed at me,
come around to testify I'm a gentleman.
He beckoned us back of the screen to a padded table, the kind you see in doctor's offices, only much lower. Tiny turned around politely while Babs lowered her blue jeans and clambered up. He spun back, frowned, pulled down just the top of her yellow-flowered underwear, like he was taking fat off a chicken, and tapped her.
Right here's where you want it?
That's fine.
Honey, is it fine? Or is it what you want?